working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. What is today? Happy Tuesday, everybody. I had to think what day it was. Woo! It's heck to get old. Anyway, let's check out some temperatures around western Oklahoma. Start in southwestern Oklahoma and Mangum. You and Butler are tied for first place for the hot spots in the state. In southwestern Oklahoma, my bad, it just changed. 95 at Alva, 93 at Butler and Mangum, 95 at Cherokee, out here in Beaver, and slap out 90 degrees. Way out there in the western part of the Oklahoma Panhandle, Kenton is 76 degrees. Here she comes. We got 3 more days of this, people. You guys just be cool, stay cool, and enjoy the temperatures. Because next week, I seen in the forecast, it looks like the forecast is changing every 8 hours, according to what I'm seeing. 56, 57 for lows at night, a few nights next week. So go in there in the closet, dust off the spiders and the dust, and get your hoodies out, because you might need them. You never know. Let's see what's happening out in the Panhandle of Texas. 89 at Lipscomb, 91 at Miami, 92 at Dozer, 90 at Wellington, and 90 at Big Schoolhouse at Odell. So, there you have it. All right. Nothing major happened at my Ponderosa yesterday, except trying to get a bolt out of my tractor. And I've got some recommendations on welding a nut on, welding a washer, and then a nut and a tap. And anyway, I got an expert going by there right now to check it out. Let me know how to get this out, because it's in the housing on my tractor, and I don't want to mess it up. And so I got time. So anyway, I think it's the hydraulic relief valve on. So it's a 4960. It's on the right side of the tractor. And it's got those two big hydraulic lines running into it. And there's two bolts holding it into the housing on the tractor. One, the big long one, that black one, it's fine. But that little one, the shorter one, 3/8 bolts, it just vibration sheared it off. According to my buddy down there at Midwest, down here on Main Street, Mr. Steve, he said that they was well known for vibrations snapping those bolts off or loosening them up and they backing out. So I'll get it figured out. And then last night, me and the dogs went out to the peanut field about 9:30, right at dark, moved the side row, and my little clutch on my gasoline motor between it and the hydraulic pump, it decided to have a fit. I was going to wait till this morning, and then I decided, no, I'm dirty. I've got hydraulic oil on me. I'll fix it. So we got that fixed last night and had water running by 10:30. The dogs love going out there at night with me. As a matter of fact, we don't go to bed at my house without going to the peanut field now. The dogs sit there and stare. If they're in their kennels in the house, they'll whine. Spoilt. They're just plumb spoiled. But anyway, it's part of farming. That's what makes it great. Now, there's always something fun going on. So anyway, Brandon will be on today, but I wanted to announce this. Coming up September 6th and 7th, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, at Cheyenne at 7 p.m. is the Championship Red Dirt Rodeo. It's put on by the Kansas Pro Rodeo Association and Professional Rodeo Association. Anyway, if you want to enter into this stuff, there's all kind. We're going to put this on Facebook, but it kicks off September 6th. I'm sorry, 5th. There'll be a youth rodeo and a KBR Slack. So tickets are on sale now through the Chamber of Commerce and the library, the Cheyenne Star, the Security State Bank, the Twisted Pearl Saloon. I need to go to that. That's such a cool name. I don't know what it's like in there, but the Twisted Pearl Saloon. I like that name. And then the Den and online. You can get your tickets online to the rodeo at evenbright.com. That's E-V-E-N, evenbright, B-R-I-T-E.com. Entry fees for bareback riding, $100. Saddle bronc riding, $100. Open goat tying, $100. Bull riding, $100. Steer wrestling, $100. All of them's actually $100. With the ladies' barrel race and the breakaway roping, tie down roping's all $100. The open team roping and the 40-40 team roping, entry fee on them's $130 each. And there's going to be some added money. So that's coming up, the Championship Red Dirt Rodeo, September 6th and 7th. At Cheyenne, Oklahoma, and the Youth Rodeo and the KBR Slack will be on September 5th. Sounds like a fun weekend in Cheyenne, America. Yeah, Cheyenne, it's the home of the secret weapon. So, anyway, let's check out what happened overnight. Oh, today's Hay Day Tuesdays, too. Sorry. Anyway, I've already got two people texting their information. And so, again, the information that I need for you to text in to the Ag text line here in our studio at 580-225-9697 is the type of hay, tested or not, price per ton or bale, can you load or haul, available, hauling available, phone number, but we added one after last week due to a request from one of my listeners. Where you at? Corn, Woodward. And then that'll help people because we got the whole Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle covered with the show. So people like the sound of it, but they your hay and they call and they're from Beaver and you're clear down here at Lawton. Maybe not. So if they'll know where it's at, it'll really help out a lot. So that'll be coming up in the third segment. And I appreciate you guys already texting in. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see what happened overnight. Because the markets, and when I looked at it here about 10 minutes ago, the grains and the lives and the feeders are looking really good today and everything else. Oil and natural gas and cotton ain't looking too way, no, sorry. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as spring harvest in the U.S. rolls on and favorable weather in some major growing countries. 51% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was harvested as of Sunday. That's up 31% from a week earlier, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's just behind the prior five-year average of 53%. Spring wheat, along with corn and soybeans, saw a drop in crop ratings amid hot, dry weather in parts of the Midwest, though conditions are still relatively strong for this time of the year. About 69% of the spring crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week. That's down from 73% a week earlier. Rainfalls in parts of central France likely will improve crop prospects in the European Union's biggest grower of the grain, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. Central Spain and eastern Romania will also see some precipitation, though other areas will remain dry. Wheat in northern Argentina also will see favorable conditions this week, though moisture in the southern growing areas of the country will be dry. 65% of the U.S. corn crop was rated good or excellent as of Sunday. That's down from 67% a week earlier and 56% last year. 11% of the crop was mature, up from 5% a week earlier, and 46% was dented, up from 30% 7 days earlier. Soybean ratings fell 1 percentage point to 67% good or excellent, though that's still up from 58% last year. Wheat futures for December delivery fell overnight 3.5 pennies to 521 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. I don't know why they put overnight in there twice. But anyway, while Kansas City futures lost 2 cents to 535 and a quarter a bushel, corn futures for December delivery dropped 1 penny to 385 and a half a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 2 cents to 978 and three quarter a bushel. Soybean meal rose a buck to 309.20 short ton, and soy oil lost 0.24 cents to 40.51 cents a pound. Heat warnings and advisories have been issued for several Corn Belt states, including Iowa and Illinois, the largest grower of corns and beans in the United States. Let's see here. That's about it. It was only supposed to be 96 here yesterday, but I seen 102 on my truck deals thermometer. So anyway, I think they lied about it. So anyway, let's go ahead, since I got Brandon coming on and me and him get sidetracked real easy, and I don't want to miss out on our Heyday Tuesdays brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. September corn, 367, up 5 3/4. December's 393, up 6 3/4. Soybeans, 965 for September, up 5 1/4. November's 985, up 5. Soybean meal for September, 316.50, up 440. October's 310.80, up 380. Check this out, hard red winter wheat. September, 539, up 14 3/4. And December, 546, up 9 1/2. Oil out of West Texas, October, 75.54, down a buck 88. Natural gas is down again today. September is 191, down, what is that, 4? And let's see here. It looks like the S&P and the NASDAQ are all in the green, but not much so. And the Dow's in the red. Let's check out lives and feeders. October, 179.82, up 285. December's 178.87, up 250. Feeders for September, 242.57, up 122. October, 239.40, up a buck 92. Lean hogs for October, 82.27, up 187. Well, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet happy hour break. And when we come back, I'll have more from Stockman's Vet, and need to talk to you guys a little bit. Matter of fact, I might bring it up with Brandon, talk to you guys about how important, with this heat wave we've been having on this summer, how important your water is for your cattle. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet, so I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Memphis, Texas. I hadn't done you guys in months. 90 degrees, heat index at 89, relative humidity 33, dew points 57. Winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts today so far, 12 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.06, so that'd be 6/100ths of an inch. 8-inch soil temperature, 88 degrees. Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. With summer here, we are greeted with extreme heat and unfortunately not enough moisture. With these issues and the time of the year, it's important that we pay attention to our livestock, as well as our pets' water needs and protection from the direct sun via shade. Clean, abundant water is our animals' most important nutrient, especially in the summer months. Please remember to check all water resources daily. We need to also limit livestock working and hauling to the early morning hours if possible, unless it's an emergency. Cattle can take 6 to 8 hours to lower their core temperature after working. Heat stress contributes to decreased animal performance and decreased reproductive efficiency as well. Hoping everyone has a safe summer. Remember that we are always here to help with all your livestock needs. Call Stockman's Vet at 580-225-0200 or stop by 1019 South Main in Elk City if we can help. Also, you guys need to know, Brandon, he might not even know this yet, but she has a new vet assistant down there. You guys need to go down there and meet him. Poor guy, he's even married to the vet. So anyway... and she's got a baby vet on the way, so this might be a great time to find out how well they're going to really get along. Brandon, how important is water to cattle?
Oh my gosh, incredibly important. Incredibly important. I mean, you know, their core temperature is considerably warmer than ours. I say considerably, you know, about 3 degrees warmer than ours anyway. You know, and without water, that core temperature and the way that their rumen and whatnot works, they can heat up so quickly if they don't have adequate water. You know, this time of year at the sale barn, I mean, we've got, you know, pen sizes from 5 head to 80 head, 60 head, you know, of cows, you know, and we've got tank sizes from 100 gallons to 600 gallons, but this time of year, I mean, we have to check them twice a day because you can't imagine how much water that a cow and a calf will go through at this time of year with the heat.
Yeah, I got a friend that him, it's his, him and his son-in-law take care of 1,600 head of cattle spread out all over a couple of counties here, and they check their water twice a day. And it's so important. And I tell you what, and then I know of guys, well, the first people that I knew did it, and I know there was probably other people did, the friends of mine, the Silks over there at Delhi, they got cameras put out at all their water tanks. So, yeah. You know, they're checking them constantly because it don't take much in this heat for cattle to suck a tank down, and you miss a day checking the water and you come back and it's not good.
Yeah, even reliable sources will become unreliable from time to time, and you know, it darn sure has to be checked. I mean, we're pretty blessed to have, you know, some pretty good solar units, some pretty good windmill units, and you know, and those that are on the county water, you know, lots of different ways to get water in this part of the world, but you still better be looking at it, because you know, it doesn't take very long in this kind of heat for cattle without water to go downhill in a hurry.
Yeah, and I back in the 80s when I worked for K&D Farm and Ranch over there at Foss, you know, Dub said land with running water through it is worth $1 million. Creeks running through it, and it's probably true, but yesterday I was going the back way to Sayre from my house to pick up some chemicals, and I noticed one of the creeks that I see very rarely stopped running. So you never know when they'll stop running, so you need to check them.
Yeah, live water, that's another thing that, you know, you think you might have a really reliable spring, but boy, you just never know.
No, you don't.
You better check it.
Well, let's start at Elk City, Oklahoma, at the Elk City Livestock Auction Friday. You had a pretty good sale there, it looks like.
We did, at over 1,800 head. Market crashed. The futures market crashed on us again that morning. You know, always makes for a nerve wracking day. But again, you know, the calf market was a little cheaper. But it was you know, wasn't a train wreck. Still good dollars, good money being given for those calves, and lots of buyer activity. We had a couple of new buyers down from Kansas that was there buying cows and calves both, I think they ended up taking about 4 truckloads home with them. So it's always good to have the new buyers in the barn and more competition, more action. We're just tickled to death about that. And they say they're coming back, so we're excited about that.
And where were they from?
up in northern Kansas.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So that made for a good day and kept things lively and kept things competitive, and that's what we're here for, to try to keep that live action and that true price discovery going week in, week out.
Well, that big bunch from Briscoe that those calves were steered were weighing 539, they still brought over $1,500 a piece. I'd say that's pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty good. What did the slaughter cows and stuff do? They're just not changing any at all, really, are they?
No, everything there is just pretty steady week in, week out. It's changing very little. The thin cows, you know, dropped off when they kind of quit purchasing the feeding cows, but they've actually come back a little bit. The thin cows are back up a little bit higher than the way what they were the previous 2 weeks. But they, all in all, I mean, it's staying pretty steady, especially on the high yielding cows, the fleshier type cows. It is really not moving hardly at all in either direction. It's just steady week in, week out, and I think we'll continue to see that. Historically, you know, we see a pretty significant drop in butcher cow and bull prices once we get past Labor Day. You know, I don't anticipate that this year. I think the numbers will be such that we may be able to stay pretty steady throughout the fall here. I maybe not get the flood of cows that we normally see, just because we've been seeing so many all year long. So I think we'll, no matter what the live and the Dow Jones and the live cattle and the feeder cattle and all that do, I think maybe we're kind of set up for pretty steady trade in our butcher cows and bulls. And I think that's also going to probably be the case with the replacement females. I think we're going to see pretty steady trade on them. regardless of where this calf deal goes. The calf deal, like we talked about last week, I mean, it's going to be tied to that feeder board. Whichever way that feeder board goes, the calf deal is going to go. But I think the replacement females and the butcher cows and bulls, that deal is going to stay pretty steady regardless of what the futures board or the Dow Jones or anything else does. Now that it could actually help that if we see some interest rates cut, start seeing these interest rates go back the other way. But I think that's the only thing that could really change us to the upside on the replacement female.
Well, what do you think? Let me back up. I was thinking, you had me thinking three things at once, and I'm not capable of that. But the September, I understand in September the interest rates are supposed to drop, but it's not going to be much from my understanding, like a 0.25%. And it is election year. So,
right.
So, you know, but hey, every little bit helps. And then, but yesterday, what was the market doing over at Clinton?
We saw the feeder cattle back up, take a nice little jump. Calves were mostly steady with the calf market from the previous week, but we did see the feeder cattle take a nice jump back to the upside. We had a lot of really good steers on offer, kind of weighing in the heavy sevens and the light eights, and those guys, they came out to get them. Like we've talked about before, these feedlot ready cattle are going to get harder and harder to come by going forward, and so they're going to be after them. And we're seeing these cost of gains getting cheaper. Of course, I heard your report a while ago. Sounds like the grains, especially the wheat, took a little bit of a jump today, which could affect the cost of gains a little bit. But most of them guys have kind of them big yards. They've got their cost of gains. They've got the corn and most of their grain kind of locked in and know where they're going to be. For the next 6 months going forward, and the cost of gains look really good, unless we have a weather event or something. So that's exciting on these feedlot ready cattle that, they're going to need them. They're going to be after them, and it's going to be pretty competitive to keep their pens full.
Well, you know why the wheat jumped today, right?
Why is that?
Because Lacey Swope put out her forecast for the rain for the next 7 days, starting Thursday night or Friday. And a bunch of guys went and bought wheat to dust in.
Is that what it was?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
The Western Oklahoma hedge fund wheat farmers are affected the market today because they all went and bought their seed wheat.
That's right. And they, that's the only thing I could think of real quick. But but I know somebody's dusting wheat in this week, and they're probably. They are.
I bet there are some definitely thinking about it. Definitely thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you got one of your buyers and sellers, Mr. Newcomb. He's chomping at the bit. But if he would have made a tour of my fence line yesterday and seen all the grasshoppers, he probably would have. I keep hearing about I had a gentleman call me right before the show. He's over by Gary somewhere, and there's two big old alfalfa fields down there in that bottom. He said, "What was these yellow millards?" I said, "They're called fall armyworms." Man. So anyway, it's just, hey, that's why they call it farming and ranching. You never know. You're betting on the come line. So anyway, anyway, so you got anything coming up Friday at Elk that people need to know about?
Got two or three bunches of middle-aged, older bred cows again. Have a nice run of those again, and then another really nice run of Reputation Ranch calves. They're really coming on in. We haven't had any rain yet, so the dry weather's bringing a lot of these cattle a little bit earlier than they normally come. And boy, the quality has just been outstanding. You know, kind of opportunities in our part of the world this time of year to buy some significant numbers of really high-quality, home-raised, ranch-raised, reputation kind of calves that have been handled right. And we'll have a good run of them again this Friday.
Well, I'll try not to miss this Friday. I missed last Friday. I got sidetracked on something, I don't know, and then ended up being too late. And then you're closed Monday at Western Oklahoma, correct?
We will not have a sale on Labor Day. That is correct. We will not have sale on Monday, Labor Day at Western Oklahoma Livestock.
Right. And then anyway, Here's your weekly K update, if you're ready. She was actually on her best behavior at church Sunday. And the only thing, if I had to pick on her about, was I caught her talking during the sermon with the people behind her. So,
well, you know, when you've got as much wisdom as that woman has, sometimes you kind of got to explain to them behind you what the pastor's saying.
Yeah, that could have been it, but I'm the hard hearing one. She could have yelled it at me. and I'm across the aisle from her, maybe a couple chair backs. I don't want to put my back to her, but they anyway, because I caught wind of her and Donnie Walker were talking about me. So anyway, Donnie, I guess when he brought the cows over there, what, Thursday or whenever, and had breakfast. No, I guess that he brought them in Friday then, didn't he, if he had breakfast. So anyway, I caught wind of them communicating about Jimmy Clark. Anyway, but I don't know anyway, so what's going on. But I want to tell you that I had a lot of good compliments on your reaction to the EID tag last week, and they were all good comments. You know, that's why that's why me and you are talking about this, is because I want everybody to hear both sides, and you did a really excellent job of providing information that you found out yourself on this stuff, because you're right in the middle of it. Matter of fact, you're at the top of the food chain list there, who's got to deal with this. So I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate you doing that last week, and because everybody said, boy, you fired Brandon up. I said, no, I didn't. He just got excited talking about it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And I mean, a conversation is what's important. I mean, I think it's a lot of what's wrong with our country right now, you know, politics and, you know, in Congress and whatnot. Nobody wants to have a conversation. Nobody wants to listen to anybody else on any other side. And I think that, you know, that conversation and back and forth dialogue is so important, because sometimes you get something stuck in your head and believe that that's sure the way it is. And if you don't take a chance to listen to somebody else's side and how they view it, you don't get a chance to understand somebody else's point of view. And that's so important, to just, even if you don't agree with it, to at least try to understand somebody else's point of view and how it's affecting their lives.
Yeah, because back in the day, I remember, you know, going to high school and junior high back in the 70s, and, you know, politics back there, it could get up. They didn't have social media. They didn't have Facebook or Twitter or nothing back then. It's probably a good thing. But that, you know, they expressed, oh, I'm going to, heck with you, Republican, and then on the other side, where I'm going to get you, Democrat. Well, but at the end, they'd all come to a agreement and get stuff done. Nowadays, it's just bomb after bomb after bomb, and nobody can agree on nothing. The only thing I've seen them all agree on in the last 6 years is you need to get a COVID shot. They all said that together. And I didn't agree with that. So
that turned out to not be a good idea.
They got her done. But anyway, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you coming on and talking about that last week. And I'm sure it won't be the last time me and you cover that.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, all right. Well, we'll see you Friday out there, Brandon. Thanks for taking time to come out.
All right. I'm going to throw one quick thing in here.
Bring it on.
Before we sign off. I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I heard it come out on the news report a while ago, so I know it's become more public knowledge. But, you know, everybody's hearts and prayers need to be with the Butler family right now, and everybody needs to be mindful that those horses they lost, that wasn't just a source of income to them. That was part of their family.
Yes.
So, I mean, be mindful about that when you approach it how you would somebody that's lost that has lost a family member. Be mindful of that, because that wasn't just a source of income to them. That was part of their family. That wasn't just their coworkers. That was a part of their family that they lost, and they lost a big chunk of it.
So yeah, just, every you know, one of those animals is their family.
Yeah.
And they, my dad, My dad grew up with Benny's father and uncles, and you know, because my dad was from up in that area, and you know, and I know Benny, and I don't know Rhett that good, but I know him. And they, man, it's just devastating. And you know, if I remember right, Benny didn't sell any breeding stock outside that ranch. And so that's everything they got, 90 years of history right there on that ranch. Thanks for bringing that up. And anyway, and they're out there trying to save the ones they got left. And we'll, when everything's finished and done, we'll know what happened.
They're typical Western Oklahoma people. They're resilient and they will survive and eventually thrive. But this is a pretty big setback for them here. But like most of the people in this part of the world, they're prideful and they will survive. I just don't want, you know, people calling and asking questions like they just lost a pet, because it was more than that to them.
So. No, it was family. It was family. Yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you bringing that up.
You bet. You have a great day, Jimmy.
All right. You too. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, we'll have the weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Also, today is Hay Day Tuesday. If you got some hay for sale, or if you're looking for hay to buy, please text in at 580-225-9697. If you're selling, I need your type of hay. I need if it's tested or not. Price per bale or ton. Can you load or haul? Or is it available? And your phone number and also place where it's at. Is it in Godibow? How do you go to Godibow? I used to say that really good back in the school day. Anyway, or is it Slap Out America? So anyway, let us know. Text line is wide open. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
His name was Richard Page, and in 1974, he started a jewelry business with his wife, June. A decade later, they turned it over to the kids, Van and Lavita Stout. Then in 2004, the third generation took the reins, Mark and Karen Stout. For 50 years, Page Jewelers has helped make Western Oklahoma more beautiful. They want to say thanks, and they want to celebrate their customers and their history. You're invited to the Half a Hundred celebration at Page Jewelers in Elk City this Friday. There'll be sales, sweets, and prizes. Sale items have been on Facebook in the 50 Days Till 50 promotion, and it all comes to a head this Friday. They're not holding back either. They're having sales on the good stuff. With every purchase this Friday, spend to win jewelry, rodeo tickets, and San Diego Padres merchandise. And you can enjoy refreshments while you're there. It's at 5th and Main, downtown Elk City. Come celebrate Page Jewelers' 50th anniversary this Friday.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, and a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and the other great rodeo events as well. Hi, everybody. Wayne Brooks inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to watch the best rodeo action around. Brought to you by Barber Dyson Ford. Get your tickets online at ElkCityRodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo this weekend. See you there.
The entire country is running on a credit card, and at some point, this bill has to be paid. Hi, this is Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton. Who do you think is going to get stuck paying for all this unnecessary government spending? If you think it's Uncle Sam, well, think again. If you have a 401k or an IRA, you have an IOU to the IRS. So all that money you've spent your entire life saving for your retirement is not all yours. If you hate paying taxes now, I promise you will hate them even more in retirement. If you're ready to permanently disinherit Uncle Sam from your retirement, call us at 323-6800 or schedule some time on our website, retirewithbaca.com. That's retirewithbaca.com.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 19th. 1,656 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 549 brought 270. 5 at 661 brought 240. 12 at 771 brought 246. 6 at 798 brought 241. 61 at 855 brought 238. 24 at 855 brought 234.50. 23 at 1,003 brought 215. 4 head of heifers at 368 brought 322. 8 at 424 brought 321. 10 at 535 brought 253. 3 at 602 brought 228. 19 at 665 brought 244. 11 at 674 brought 219. 16 at 695 brought 236. Butcher cows were 107 to 155. Butcher bulls brought 115 to 189. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Woodward, Oklahoma. Here's the Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. 93 degrees, dew point 61, humidity 34. The winds are out of the southeast at 7. 54 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 89 degrees. Mostly sunny and 95 degrees today. Tonight, 71 for a low. Tomorrow, 95 degrees again. More of the same tomorrow is what you're getting today. All right, let's see here. I wanted to do a little bit of a hay update. We've got to take one more break, and then we'll come back and we'll do our Hay Day Tuesday. So get your, you got plenty of time, get your pencil and paper ready. And what I'm also doing, if it doesn't overwhelm me with typing, because I'm not a typer, if you go to kecofm.com and go to the Today in Ag Show and tap your finger on that picture of Today in Ag, it'll open up all my shows. And Hay Day Tuesdays, I will actually have that the numbers and stuff on there. But just get your pencil and paper ready and it'll be a lot simpler. July milk production in the United States totaled 18.9 billion pounds according to the USDA's milk production report. Hot summer temperatures could be a blame for marginally lower milk production in three of the top five states, California, Wisconsin, and Idaho. Texas, on the other hand, saw a 6% bump in milk production year over year and added 18,000 head to its herd in July. That's a lot. The national dairy herd grew by 5,000 head month over month to reach 9.33 million milk cows last month. Production per cow in the U.S. averages 2,028 pounds per day. Is that right? Up a pound from July, 2,028 pounds of milk per day per cow. That don't seem right. That's a lot. I'm sorry. Cotton, farming, and dairy was not my gig. So does a cow produce 2,028 pounds of milk per day? Anyway, cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more, total 11.1 million head as of August 1st, according to the USDA's cattle on feed report. Placements and feedlot total 1.7 million for July, and marketings of fed cattle total 1.86 million head. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. A Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather forecast for Southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to Farmers and Ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend Farmers and Ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Who do we want to do? Let's go with Altus. How about that? Altus, Oklahoma. Matter of fact, they made the news here that I'm getting ready to read here if I got time after Heyday Tuesday segment. 92 degrees, feels like 93. Heat risk is low. Dew point is 62. Humidity is 37. The winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91 degrees. Sunset at 8:11, 97 hot today, 71 for low tonight, and 97 tomorrow. So what you get today is what you get tomorrow. Same with the wind, sunshine, everything's going on. All right, let's, you got your pen and pencil ready? Here we go. First of all, I have a lot of, we got rye hay, and it is $140. Per ton. The bales weighing around 1,100 pounds a piece, and it's not tested, and he can load, and here is your phone number. Uh-oh, the phone number don't look right. Hang on, I actually know this guy. Let me get the phone number for you. Bear with me here a second, everybody. Sorry, that phone number, I didn't write a digit down. 580-821-4816. And he's located in Carter, Oklahoma, between Carter and Sayre. 580-821-4816 for some rye hay. $140 a ton. I'll give you a hint about this because I was shocked by this hay, since I personally know about this hay. I think it made 8-point-something bales per acre, so that tells you how lush this rye hay is, and it was put up right, and it's a big 5 by 6 bales. So 821, 48, 16, located between Carter and Sayre. Okay, let's see here. Where's the other one? Where's the other one? There we go. We got a couple of them. Alfalfa hay for sale. Little square bales, average 75 pounds. No bugs, no stickers. This horse quality alfalfa hay, Delhi, Oklahoma, can deliver for a fee, $15 per bale. Call or text 580-729-0361. Alfalfa hay, little squares, $15 per bale, horse quality, can deliver, 580-729-0361. Then we got 70 bales of 5x6 wheat hay for sale, 580-330-0719, 330-0719, $65 a bale, Corn, Oklahoma. And then I got another one. Got to figure this text line out here. Let's see here. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. I got you. He's got 59 5x5.5 prairie hay bales, fresh, just baled, has been weighing around 1,500 pounds, average 12 bales, nicer stuff at $75, 47 average quality bales at $65. Delivery of truckloads available at additional cost. And that number is, let me get back down here, 580-799-3352. 580-799-3352. How about that? Anyway, that's your hay deal. You got any questions on it? Shoot me a text here on the text line and I'll help you out. Now, to straighten this cow deal out, this dairy cow deal out. I knew that was wrong. I'm not the smartest dairy farmer in the world, but anyway, it's 275 gallons of milk per day, or it's what that cow, 2,208 pounds is what that cow did for that year. I'm sure the dairy farmers would love it if they did that. Well, I was sitting there when I was reading that, and I was thinking, heck, a dairy cow probably only weighs what, 12, 13, 1,400 pounds, maybe 1,500 pounds. I don't know. Those Holsteins and Jerseys are big cow, but no matter, can't produce its own body weight in milk every day. So, you know, not the smartest cat in the world, but that there looked wrong. So we'll see what happens out here. Well, speaking of heat, southwestern Oklahoma remains in an oven. With prospects of a hot lingering summer across the state, it's no surprise which part of Oklahoma has the highest consecutive days of 100 degree plus weather. Well, Mangum, Altus, and Tipton, and what is that? Granville, you guys had 14 consecutive days of 100 degree, and guess what? Hollis won the contest, if there was one. It had 15 consecutive days of 100-degree weather. South, as the map shows, the extreme southwest corner of the state has gone 14 and 15 straight days of temperatures reaching 100 degrees or higher. The Oklahoma Mesonet says, however, we can expect slightly cooler weather as the week progresses, maybe some rain. Here's what they were predicting at 5 o'clock this morning, the Oklahoma Mesonet, and I'm sure this is from yesterday because I know McManus doesn't get up that early with the Oklahoma Mesonet. They're predicting up to a half-inch to six-tenths of rain in Harmon, Greer, and Western Beckham, and they got in the green, what is that, four-tenths, half-inch. So basically they're saying a half inch of rain is what they're saying. So this had to have been from yesterday because all the weather stations this morning had upped the chances. And so starting Thursday, we have 7 straight days of a chance of rain. That doesn't mean it's going to rain. Also, this heap has prompted another thing. It prompts the SPP to issue energy emergency alert. The effects of wide street spread high temperatures have led to tightening electric reliability conditions in the Southwest Power Pool, which is us, that grid that covers Oklahoma, issued an energy emergency alert that started at 12:30, about 28 minutes ago. They declared it this morning. This ain't an emergency. What it is they've got plenty of electricity for us right now, but they don't have much backup energy in case something happens. That's what they're saying. So if you have a chance to help conserve energy in our listening area, please turn off things that you're not using and just be alert. It will help them out because we rely so much on solar power and wind energy. So, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so it's just an emergency that's been alerted, but they got electricity. But if something was to happen, they might be a little short, is what this says. And this is an official release. Anyway, see you guys tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the day. If you got any questions on the Hank, give me a call. It's Jimmy Clark with the Day in Ag. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.